expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds! Shakalakala, boom, shakalakalaka, boom, shakalakalaka. There you go.
Okay.
Sunday, November 29th, 2020.
Wow, you got it right. I wonder why.
I don't know why. I have no idea. It is the 33rd anniversary of my 30th birthday.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy, an immovable object, an unstoppable force of nature. She has seen more BS than a mainstream media newscast.
You got that right. Good morning.
Good morning. And the kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed download, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning.
All right. And then last but not least, the guardian of the magic button of silence, the librarian of bumper, the sultan of SWAT, the time bandit of breaks, producer extraordinaire Travis.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Travis.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, good to have you back.
We're back. Day after Thanksgiving. Wow. Thank you.
It's a couple days after Thanksgiving.
A couple of days. Seems like a couple of days. Anyway, seems like it was. I mean, did this go by fast or what? This is the first time I had a couple of days off in a row. It was ridiculous.
Boy, I will tell you what. This morning I was sitting in bed and I'm like, could I call in today?
Do we have to go back to work? I don't want to go back to work anymore.
Well, the problem is there's so much news this last week that, I mean, between the flip-flops, between all the lawsuits and everything else, that even my head's spinning. I don't know how everybody else is doing in the public, but all I can say is Samuel L. Jackson should have been narrating this week. How many times this has been flipping back
and forth.
My
goodness. It's just surreal. What's going on here. So, you know, we've got a ton of stuff to cover, and, you know, I'm going to key up a couple of things here, and I want to, you know, cover the COVID situation, I guess, to start with, in our esteemed governor's lockdowns and so forth. It's just so off the charts anymore good curfew. We got a curfew going. We've got, a ton of things that are just off the charts, unconstitutional. And I got this thing keyed up. I don't know. Let me see if I can get it to stop where I want it to. Where do we start with all this stuff? I mean, I don't know, the usual suspects, I guess, but Governor Newsom, well, you know what you get when you cross a potato and the governor, right?
A Richard Tater?
A dictator. A rich tater. It's just unbelievable, this guy. I mean, so I want to play this parody, and it's about a 3-minute parody, and I think this is, I really thought this was super funny. So, this is Governor Newsom, Gruesome Newsom, Governor Mussolini, whatever you want to call him. He's explaining his Thanksgiving rules for California. Are we ready? Okay, let me get my sound up here so we have, some sound. Okay, here we go.
Hello, I'm California dictator, Governor Gavin Newsom. Many of you know me as the former mayor of Gotham, or as some people call it, San Francisco. With Thanksgiving right around the corner, I thought it was time to lay out some rules and regulations on how you can have a safe holiday while remaining as scared as possible. These rules don't come from the CDC or from the WHO. They come from me and my slicked back hair. Because instead of spending my time trying to fix things in this beautiful state, I'm writing new rules on Turkey Day. But hey, look at this smile. Now here are some very science-ish rules to follow for your Thanksgiving. You're not allowed to be with more than 3 households at a time. This includes hosts, guests, and your nearest homeless people. That's right, no more than 3 households, which means 2 people is safe. But if you invite 3 people over, you'll instantly die of COVID. And that's just science, baby. All gatherings must be held outside, and you must stay at least 1 football field's length away from each person. We recommend limiting conversation. If you need to talk to someone, you can use an empty can attached to a string. We also recommend not making eye contact with anyone. Even the quickest glance can cause immediate death. And that's Newsome science, baby. Ha! Everyone must hold their breath at all times. If you need to breathe, run to your nearest state for some fresh, clean air. I'd recommend Texas. Make sure all surfaces have been sanitized. If you think an object has been infected, wipe it down. When in doubt, burn it. All dinner guests will be required to pay an additional 30% in taxes before having dessert. Because this is California, and we will tax that ass dry, baby. Masks must stay on in between bites of food and in between sips of blood of the innocent. Sorry, in between sips of your drink. Face coverings must be worn at all times, except in the case of medical emergency. That's right, if you're dying, you may remove your mask. You're welcome. Singing is totally discouraged. I don't like singing. It makes my pee-pee hurt. If you do decide to sing, please sing only the California Governor-approved song, Summoning of Lucifer by the Archangel Michael. By doing so, I will be summoned, and I will appear in a cloud of black smoke with a barrel of hair gel, ready to drown anyone who doesn't follow my rules. In addition to these Thanksgiving regulations, I've laid out a very sciencey plan to keep you safe by making you scared of all holidays. Christmas, no more than 2 presents per person, weighing no more than 8 ounces each. Heavy presents cause COVID. And that's science, baby. Valentine's Day, no sex unless it's with me. St. Patrick's Day, you are allowed to have beer, but you can only swish it around in your mouth 3 times before spitting it out into one of our California-approved beer spit receptacles. We will be passing out these beer spit receptacles to every home and every tent throughout the state for an additional 10% tax increase. Easter, you may hide eggs, but you may not find them. Anyone who finds an Easter egg will instantly die of COVID. And that's science, baby. Ha! Father's Day, you may celebrate with everyone except for your dad. Flag Day, you may celebrate with anything except for a flag. Ooh. That's it for now, but I'll be sure to add more rules literally whenever I want. Because I don't trust the people of this state to think logically and rationally. They need me and my slicked back hair to think for them. For more information on how you can willfully submit to my power, purchase my new book, How to Survive in California, by Supreme Leader Gavin Newsom, forwarded by Vladimir Putin. Ha! Ha! And that's Newsom science, baby. Ha!
Wow.
Hold, keep going, keep going. I'm going to post this, repost this. They have actually a recall, some information at the bottom.
Nice.
So it's, very, very good. Anyway, that was super funny this morning. I couldn't stop laughing when I first heard it. So, but how close to reality was that?
Sadly, very, very close.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, this guy just making up the crap as he goes along. Be afraid. Depend on me. You know, I'm going to take care of you. Everything's fine. You know, at what point in time do you go, hey, what the hell's going on here? I mean, what's wrong with this guy? You know, is he doing this for us or is he doing this for him?
Sure he is. Yeah.
Of course he is. You know, he wouldn't. Yeah. He has our best interest in mind at that $400 dinner when he's takes off his mask and tells everybody else to shut up. So I guess we could go to a break.
I guess we could. Yeah. Right?
I mean, we'll cue some more stuff up here, but. And then, you know, I have a ton of good stuff going here today as far as the music and so forth. But Anyway, let's go to a break, and then we'll come back.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Plaid, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is good stuff. This is New Van Morrison. You should listen to this. This is good.
No more taking our freedom and our God-given rights. Pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave. Who's running our country? Who's running our world? Examine it closely and watch it unfurl. No more lockdown, no more threats, no more imperial college scientists making up crooked facts.
Yeah, a little band, the man no there. That's some good stuff. No more lockdowns. I think Van was on a roll this last week because there's got a couple more coming up.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, with that said, let's talk about the COVID battle and the lockdowns a little bit. Let's talk about the sheriffs not enforcing the lockdowns and saying that they are unconstitutional. Let's talk about Kevin Kiley's letter, basically saying the governor is out of control. And is anybody out there listening to that? The leftists, the propagandists, the progressives, the government stooges that go along with whatever program they're told to, you know, I mean, at some point in time, are you going to start listening a little bit to what's going on here? You know, the fact that these masks aren't really to help you. I mean, you know, when they say that you need to wear a mask to protect everybody, you know, and you're not giving up any of your rights, but...
Well, and on that same strain, let's talk about something that came out from CNBC recently. There was an article where they posted, and they said that Moderna and Pfizer needs to advise individuals that the symptoms they're going to experience from getting the vaccine might lead them to not want to come back for the second shots, because both of these take at least two shots, and they both give you symptoms of mild COVID. Well, here's the deal, folks. If you're going to get symptoms of mild COVID from the vaccine, most of these cases of COVID originally are asymptomatic or mild anyway. So what are we doing? We have a vaccine for a virus that has a 0.003% death rate
it's
on
it's even
it.
Worse than that. It's like 0.00003.
But isn't that what vaccines are? You inject yourself with the disease itself, no matter what vaccine it is.
It's, well, yeah, but what they were saying...
Beyond other things.
They were literally saying that the number of people that have complications from this and symptoms is... Right up there at almost like 70-80%.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You're injecting yourself with the disease that you're trying to stay away from. Hello?
Well, it's true, you know, and in fact, you have to be tested. It sounds like something out of a Rod Serling movie. Yes, you need to be tested to know if you actually are sick.
Well, and these tests, too. It's,
yeah, these tests.
They're coming back and they're testing for all of these different cases of common cold and all the rest of it that go into this. So if you have any of these, you might get a common test that comes back. And according to the CDC, the people that died from this thing, we're talking 130,000 people. And you had people within those that were COVID deaths that had heart attacks, cardiac arrest, all kinds of issues with obesity and all kinds of other issues that were pre-existing conditions, and they're marked as a COVID death because they died with COVID in their system.
And explain to me these testing facilities. I know firsthand that you can only have testing for certain procedures or whatever from certain facilities. What do you mean? Isn't all the tests the same?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
No, you have to be tied into a certain hospital or a certain clinic in order for them to recognize the test.
Well, it's like the singer. She tests positive in one nostril and her other nostril's fine. What are we going to do? I'm sorry, Mrs. Singer, you have to quarantine your one nostril for 14
days.
It's Elon Musk that got tested 4 times in one day. 2 became negative and 2 were positive.
Well, it depends. Was it before 10 o'clock or after 10 o'clock?
I guess in that case, the batteries on COVID just weren't charged.
They weren't ever ready? Is that what you're saying? Or Duracell?
Okay, so here's the infection fatality ratio from the CDC.
Well, and here's what's interesting on that. They switched it to a ratio because they didn't want to show the actual numbers and the numbers of fatalities. We have more tests, and the death rate is going down as more people get tested because this thing is everywhere.
Just like the common cold. So,
which is part of
it. So we should shut down the world, wear masks, give up all our constitutional rights, circumvent the Constitution, martial law, no way out, no green zones, no nothing. For the cold, a common cold?
Well, and you look at these other countries right now, in Walmarts and in other places across Canada right now, they've literally shut down what they deem to be all non-essential items. So they have aisles that are barricaded off that you can't go down to. All you can do is basically get toilet paper and get...
And of course...
and that's going to feed you and take care of you.
Of course, that will be short-lived.
Well, and I was just in the Anderson Walmart here yesterday, and they added this new thing to where you got to walk in through these little barricades, and there's these swinging doors that open up. They register when you walk in, and I'm wondering to myself, I'm like, dude, are they going to add an app to where if you don't have the vaccination, those doors aren't going to swing open to you?
Well, sounds like you're at the stockyard.
It's not going to be.
Here, we're going to allow you, like the cattle, you know what I mean?
Basically,
all right,
that.
Here you go. Eat. There's your green light. No, it's red.
It's not going to be. It's not going to be an app. It's going to be a chip. I mean,
Well, Visa, on that note, Visa in Australia recently is starting to check out RFID chips for their cards.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the fact is that now they're talking about slipping those chips into the vaccine vials when they inject. I don't know. I mean, we don't know what's true anymore, and I don't want to just throw fear out there because, you know, unfounded fear is exactly what they want us to be afraid of everything. But at the same time, you got to look at some of these stories and go, yeah, they'll never have us require a vaccine before we can go into the store and get anything, will they?
Well, I mean, the biggest problem when you look at this is, you know, you go back 6-7 years, and you have everybody that looks at all these conspiracy theories, and you're like, dude, that guy is just bat crud.
No,
but it's true.
And you roll up 7 years later, and like everybody's like, okay, maybe he wasn't as crazy as we thought he was. I mean, Alex Jones, he's still out there. Like, turn in the frogs gay!
You shouldn't prepare for any emergencies or anything because they never happen. Yeah,
sure. Just saying. Okay.
What, have you guys seen the price of guns and ammunition now?
Holy
shit.
If you can get them.
Have you seen the
price
of
what you want?
Have you seen the price of a turkey? I mean, I swear to God, Google it. Do you know how much a turkey, an organic turkey, costs? $12.99 a pound if you order it online. Oh. It was $120. And then I found one from Williams-Sonoma that was $250.
Wow.
So there's no inflation. There's nothing going on here. You know, I kind of predict that there might be not only toilet paper shortages for Christmas, but turkey shortages. You might want to buy a ham.
Yeah. Well, I was surprised. I mean, the cost of meat and everything has gone up. It's skyrocketed. And
nothing
I mean,
to see here.
God forbid Joe Biden actually becomes president, because, I mean, the price of fuel is just going to skyrocket. There was an article.
A lot of things are going to skyrocket.
It won't matter because we won't understand anything he says anyway. It'll be like the pandemic.
I believe that blah, 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 blah.
That's what I'm talking about. So back to the infection fatality ratios. 0 to 19 years, you have a 0.00003% chance of dying if infected. At 20 to 49 is 0.0002% chance of if you're infected of dying. 50 to 69 years is a 0.005 chance. And 70 years and up is a 0.054 chance. So
unless
less than
you live in New York.
Well, unless your governor's named Cuomo or Gusum, Newsom, then Gusum. Just a Freudian slip there. You know, it goes up because they took a bunch of people that were sick and put them into... I mean, you could do that with anything.
Right.
The flu, you put them in with a bunch of people down at the rest home, and guess what's going to happen? They're going to get sick. Probably, and a few of them are going to go because they're already in terrible health. That's why they're there in the first place.
They're already compromised, yes.
So this is just insanity at its height. The fact that people are going along with the program, it just illustrates how gullible the American people will justify, how they are and how they will justify their government doing anything, regardless of whether it's actually got valid science or any kind of, you know, real threat behind it. This was supposed to be a 2-week flatten the curve thing. Mm-hmm. There's no way out. And Newsom has said it. He doesn't have a green zone because they don't want a way out. They want dictatorial control over everything. Now, I want to read this a letter from Kevin Kiley because I think this is very important, and this just come from his excuse me, he's a new blog post. Newsom in the path of Rome. Just before Thanksgiving, we received a mixed order from the Court of Appeals. The good news, the court declined Governor Newsom's request to summarily overrule the Superior Court's judgment against him. Instead, the court has teed up briefing and oral argument, which will result in a precedent-setting written decision. The bad news is the injunction will remain on hold in the meantime. Which is what we were trying to avoid by turning around the preliminary opposition in 48 hours. One consolation is the court has now set an expedited briefing schedule. James Gallagher, and this is Kevin Kiley, have until just November 4th to submit a full return in defense of the trial court's rulings, and then Newsom has 10 days to file a reply. The parties will then face off in the 3rd District Court of Appeals in Sacramento. With Newsom behaving as reckless as ever, this delay is frustrating to say the least. But the stakes are now higher than before. If we win, it will be the first time a court of appeals has ever ruled a governor's emergency action unconstitutional. Such a decision would be binding on any superior court in California's 58 counties. It would be the key precedent for direct challenges to any of Newsom's other emergency orders, including the lockdown. Even more importantly, it will lay to rest Newsom's autocratic ambitions once and for all, along with those of any future governor who would claim an emergency to rule the state by fiat. This is important. It will move us off the path of Rome, where a dictator, it was actually called that, was appointed during emergencies until eventually someone decided to cut out the during emergencies part. This is not hyperbole. Governor Newsom has actually said his harebrained lockdown scheme doesn't include the color green because we don't believe there's a green light that says go back to the way things were. He also held COVID-19 as an opportunity to reshape the way we do business and how we govern, donning a new progressive era. That's a quote. Okay.
Yep. Build back better, the great reset.
Yep. Mm-hmm. even if one day Newsom does let the COVID-19 state of emergency end, he could all too easily declare something else to be an emergency, so that the new progressive era can continue. Another virus, climate change, insufficient wokeness, the
racism.
Racism, the possibilities are endless. As it is, even prison overcrowding has been used for a state of emergency. Sadly, many legislators would be just fine with a permanent one-man rule, as their jobs would still exist in form, just as the Roman Senate continued to exist as an appendage to Augustus, and just as present-day China has a Congress and Russia has a Duma. That is why, as dreadful as Newsom's current orders are, something even larger is at stake. The very foundations of our constitutional form of government, separation of powers, checks and balances, the rule of law, these are the gifts from our founders and the safeguards of our God-given freedoms. Every generation has fought for them and passed them down to the next. The time for us to fight is now. Kevin Kiley, California Legislature. I thought that was an excellent letter. Mm-hmm. And I think it really lays out now. Is this the silver bullet, the magic fairy dust that changes everything? No, but it's on the right track, and they're starting to say the right things. Because the real deal at the end of the day is this guy needs to be out of office and probably, in my opinion, prosecuted for crimes.
Exactly, yeah. Absolutely.
And with that, we need to go to a break. So if you have something you want to call in and talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Gavin, the governor, is a selfish, soulless dude. With his gel back hair and a creepy smile and a brain without a clue. Gavin, the governor, is a great leader, they say. But he's full of crap and the voters know he's a hypocrite all day. He tells us to stay home and off the beach on sunny days, and closes down small businesses except his winery. Oh, God. never fails to contradict. He enforces rules, but we aren't the fools who enable tyranny. Gavin, the governor, he's corrupt beyond compare. He's elitist, pompous, a cheater too, and a multimillionaire. Gavin, the governor, tells his people to obey. Rambling here and there, but he doesn't care. He's got parties to attend. He dragged us down to poverty through lockdowns and mandates. And with his raspy, grating voice, we heard him holler,
whether you like it or not.
Gavin, the governor, he's got color charts galore. Without a green light, there's no end in sight. Make him be governor no more. Trumpety, trump, trump, trumpety, trump, trump, let Gavin go. Trumpety, trump, trump, trumpety, trump, trump, recall him below.
There you go. Recall him below. I'll post that one as well. On, I just posted the letter from Kevin Kiley on the Facebook page. And, you know, I mean, you think about this and you look at everything that Newsom has done and what's going on across the country and the numbers and the science and everything. If you don't think there's a larger battle going on here, then you're naive and not looking at the facts. I mean, mainstream media just put it in the bank, lies about everything. Mm-hmm. They promote crap that isn't true. I mean, they created an officer of a president elect that doesn't exist. It just goes on and on and on and on. Are they an asset for the CIA? Are they an asset for the Democratic Party? Are they an asset for the world governing authorities that are trying to take over? I mean, like, I don't know, the United Nations, the Paris Climate Agreement, the Bilderbergs. I mean, you know, we could go down the conspiratorial pathway all day long. But the real deal is you still have to realize something's wrong with what they're doing. You know, whether you want to look at the big picture, you know, whether you want to, you know, go to church and worship and believe what you want, you know, whether you want to have your family over. At some point in time, you got to ask yourself, what is this really all about? Because the numbers do not hold water with the draconian lockdowns and draconian measures that have been taken across the board to get rid of our freedoms and throw the Constitution out. So, I mean, I'm looking right now at another article here. Most sheriffs in Southern California refuse to enforce Governor Newsom's new 10 p.m. curfew. Well, okay, so they're going to refuse the 10 p.m. curfew, you know, but where does it stop? Okay, the curfew is, what are these, all trial balloons? I mean, you know, you can't have family over, stay at home. Oh, I know, you need to get a vaccine before you can go shopping.
Yeah.
I mean...
Or fly, or go to any type of events.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting to me too is that when you go through and you look at the Marxist agenda, when you look at the communist agenda, they need to destroy Christianity and they need to destroy faith. That's one of the big things. So while we see bars are open, strip clubs are open, all these other places are open that have absolutely no moral compass to them whatsoever, the churches are closed.
The strip clubs are open?
Strip clubs are open. In fact, here's the funniest thing I've seen all week.
No germs there.
In California, there's a pastor who installed a stripper pole in his church to be able to stay open.
Yep. Not sure I want to attend the 10 o'clock service. Okay. Wow.
And have you noticed their map of COVID, the colored map thing? How come San Francisco and the Bay Area and all that's all white? And we're all purple. Those people...
Because
they don't have anything?
Because they're special.
Oh, they're special.
They're special.
Oh, because they're at the strip club. I got it.
This whole
thing... Yeah, they're on Broadway.
This whole thing reminds me of a story I heard about how to catch wild pigs. And this is the moment where we're in right now. The way you do it is you feed the wild pigs. You drop some corn out there. And then you put up one side of one fence. And you keep feeding the pigs... You put up another side of one fence. Mm-hmm. You do this until you have all four fences and you install a gate. and then you drop out a little bit more corn. They all come in. They're all comfortable with it. And then you close the gate, and they're all trapped. This is what we're seeing.
Is that Walmart? I'm just asking. You said they installed the gate, so now you have a gate.
That was kind of creepy. And like even on the backside, they have this thing now to where it says push and alarm will sound once you go through the gate. The gate closes, and then you got to go through the little stand things to get out. No matter what, and doesn't even matter if you bought anything or not. Now it might just be that they're doing it for theft and things like that.
Oh yeah, sure.
But,
well, no control.
You realize now San Francisco is the only city in the country where you can go out and take a crap on the sidewalk and get cited for not wearing your mask.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a second.
No problem. There's nothing going on. And with that, we have a caller. We've got Richard on the line. Good morning, Richard.
You're on the air, Richard. Turn down the radio.
Okay. I've got three questions. You guys had a lady doctor on.
You have to turn your radio down, please, because it's really hard to hear you with it on.
Oh, wait a minute.
That sounds like a TV.
Yeah,
or
no,
TV.
It's his radio. I can hear it.
Okay,
six-second
delay. Turning the radio down.
All right.
Perfect.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, there's still
a little bit. There's still
there
a
you
little.
Go. Now it's better. Well, now
you have the speakerphone. We'll see how it works.
Well,
yeah,
you still got your radio on. I mean, we could hear it. It's got a six-second delay.
Is that better?
Well.
Is that better now?
No.
No, not really. Can you totally turn the radio off or turn it all the way down?
Hang on.
All right. That would be great because we get a lot of feedback.
I'm going to turn it way down. I'm going to shut it off.
Okay, thanks. We appreciate that.
Okay, shut it off.
No, that's better. Now we can hear you
good.
Much
better.
Yeah.
So what's up?
Okay, I got three questions. You guys had a lady doctor on, and I never did get her name. She specializes in working on old Vietnam veterans like me who are suffering from Agent Orange, and she supposedly has a great deal of success. And I would like to know her name so I could contact her.
Well, you're probably talking about the frontline doctors. And that's probably where I would start is Google frontline doctors. I'm trying to think of her name. I'm pulling it out. We got Dr. Simone, but are you talking about the one that is a black woman?
I can barely hear you.
There's one that's a black woman. I think that's who you're talking about, and she's done several interviews.
That's Elena George.
No, it's somebody else. Elena George works for Liberty HealthShare.
We've had on though. That's
yes,
yeah.
No. But this, I think he's talking about something else. We haven't had her on for a long time.
Yeah.
Let me look. See, I'm pulling up the speakers now. I'm assuming that's who you're talking about. Is it just in the last month or so?
Well, he's looking that up too. What's your other two questions? I'll see if I can answer them.
Okay, my other questions are Monday night meetings. When are they going to start again, and where?
Well, we have to. We have to have a place to have them.
Yeah, as of right now, they're on hold until further notice. We don't have any place to actually meet those meetings and then we lost the church down there that we were at because of there was a problem. You know, they had a problem with the Tea Party guys and patriots and constitutionalists, and I get the impression that he was a progressive sort of guy or whatever, but it doesn't matter. At some point in time we'll go back. Now I think the person that you're looking for is Stella Emanuel. Dr. Stella Emanuel, and you can look her up and find all of her information on that. But
she's
I would go
frontline doctor.
Yeah,
right?
She's a frontline doctor. You can go there and check and get a hold of her there. She's been on several interviews. I've seen her on the interview, I believe, with Candace Owens on YouTube. That'd be another place I'd look. And so, what's
your third question?
Yeah, third question.
Okay, my third question was. There was a fella up in Oregon. He's a knife maker, and he's working to bring about the same thing we are. You know, they're all for
State of Jefferson
51, and
right.
He makes and sells knives. How do I get a hold of him? I need a good.
Got to do better than that. Cause,
yeah, that's. I know a few people. Yeah, we need a little bit more information.
I know a lot of people want to get a hold of him. You know, even if it costs a lot of money, this guy's a master knife maker. And
yeah, I have, right. I have no idea who you're talking about. So you know, you're gonna have to probably do a little Google search in yourself or DuckDuckGo or whatever browser you use and try to run it down. Unless you can come up with a name of some sort and a little more specifics, I can't really help you.
Yeah. On that note, we do have to go to a break. Richard, thanks for the call in, and thank you for your service.
Okay, bye now.
All right. Thank you. And with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Cause they know we were born to be free.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What could be cozier than the promise of a homemade meal for your favorite person? This season, stop by Black Bear Diner and pick up some gift cards for your favorite folks. For every $25 in gift card purchases, you'll get a $5 Bear Buck for yourself. Or if you're shopping in, make your buy online for an e-gift or traditional card for delivery by mail. Visit blackbeardiner.com to order. Be sure to allow extra time for mailing. Buy $25, get $5 promotion available in diner only.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I walked out, all the streets were empty. The government said everyone should stay home. Then they spread fear and loathing and no hope for the future. Not many did question this very strange move. Well, on the government website from the 21st of March 2020, it said COVID-19 was no longer high risk. Then 2 days later, they put us under lockdown. Then why are we not being told the truth? By all the media outlets and the government lackeys, why is this not big news? Why is it being ignored? Why no checks and balances? Why no second opinions? Why are they working and why are we not?
Little Van the Man there. I'll tell you what, he gets it. Yeah, that's Van Morrison. I mean, I love that guy. He's been around forever, but this is all stuff coming out. I guess he's going to collaborate with Clapton this week, I think, and do another. This is all coming from their new music. That's it's music from the state 51 state conspiracy. So that ought to tell you something right there, that, you know, the word's getting out and people are not happy and they are starting to understand what a crappy deal this is. You know, is there a virus? Sure, there's common colds, there's lots of things. You don't shut down the world for that, and you don't take over everything, you don't bypass all your constitutional rights and an endless government takeover of your with emergency powers that never has an ending. That's not giving up all your rights, is it? Or, I'll just wear the mask and shut up. And by the way, when you go out into the street, why don't you stand on your head and spin for a while too?
Well, and you look at this too, it's not just the
American thing. Oh, can we
now you're on.
There we go. That's a beautiful voice.
There you go.
That's much fun.
No comment. Go ahead.
So when you look at this, this is not just an America thing. When you look across the board, I got information up here right in front of me. Protesters clash with police at Paris, protest against police violence. That's with the BLM thing that's going across in other countries. But we also have 155 who are arrested in London amid anti-lockdown protests.
Yeah, this is not a reset that they're trying to do. Like, we played that little clip from the Premier of Canada, Trudeau, last week. They're not trying to use this. We've heard the same thing come out of Gavin Newsom's mouth, Cuomo. All these guys are saying the same thing. And not just in America, in Canada, but in the world.
Yeah.
Well, and across. Biden, and also we have Canada, we have people across the board, France, Europe, everywhere across the board, they're all talking about build back better. It's the
reset, build back better. Can you say that five times fast, please?
You're right.
Shave a seat or shingle thin. Go ahead.
Or the great reset. And now we're starting to see front page articles on the New York Times to where they have 23 different sources to where they're talking about the Great Reset and how great it will be.
Collapse the economy. Everybody go back to, we'll reset to communism. A wise man once told me a long time ago, you know, if you're walking through the woods and it's a jumble of trees and you're making your way through there and all of a sudden you come out and all the trees are planted in rows, does that tell you that maybe there was a designed plan? Mm-hmm. That there was, you know, intelligent thought design behind that. It doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that there's something going on here. But there's so much cognitive dissonance out there, that people deny reality unless you, even if you slap them in the face with it because they're offended.
Well, and when you break it down, I mean, I'll break it down in 20 seconds. We have 2008, 2009, you have Obama ended up funding this thing that was for a University of California and also a instance in Wuhan to where they're studying viruses in bats, particularly the coronavirus, and they're funding it with taxpayer money. Now we have in October of 2019, you had Event 201, which was a coronavirus pandemic situation to where they all got together and planned this thing out. And then all these same people are also meeting over in Davos saying it's a great opportunity for a great reset to do all the rest of this stuff. And you got world leaders and everybody who was there. And even Trump attended, and he basically stuck a MAGA finger in their eye and said no.
Him, not going to do it.
Not happening.
Yeah. So that's just all conspiracy theory, right? Or is it really conspiracy facts?
It's not even a conspiracy. Go on their website, Davos, and you can actually see their very big thing that they're coming back with the first of the year is the Great Reset. You can go on time.com, and you can see their whole front page articles on the Great Reset. At this point, you've got to be an idiot to think this is a conspiracy theory. It's in your face, sheep.
It's a conspiracy. It's just not a theory anymore.
It's the truth.
I want to address Happy Earthling in the chat room.
I was just going to say something. Going on.
Yeah, meanwhile, no Ramstrom, Ewert, at the past weekly media briefings on the 25th, no explanation. A sub, Michael, somebody, MD, took Ramstrom's role as deputy health officer, no clue. The CV numbers are a mess. Health and Human Services has lost count to contact tracing and the isolation in thousands. I mean, they're a mess. I mean, the report says report reps weekly update case numbers to correct reports that were duplicates. you know, I mean, come on, guys. I mean,
Then if you go further on with Mother Goose, it talks about Costco. Now, I guess supposedly starting Tuesday or tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, that if you won't wear a mask or don't wear a mask, they're going to take your card from you and refund your membership. And they take their sister works at Costco.
Wow.
So we are going back to the, you know, the pig thing and the gates and all of that.
I'm ordering online if I have to go to Costco now. I'm not even going. They do delivery. It costs you a little more, but you don't have to go there and you don't have to wear a mask. And, you know, but that doesn't solve the problem because this is complete horse pucky. You know, I mean, it really is.
Yeah, where does it stop? I mean, Costco, and then, you know, you got Walmart. You know, it's just
wear the mask.
Crazy stuff.
Wear the mask. Don't get. You're not giving up any rights.
Well, it's sickening. It's BS with a capital B and a capital S. And when you go through and you look at it, you see that these big corporations are making hand over fist money. Jeff Bezos, he's gone up $60 billion during the pandemic.
Right.
Yet you have mom and pop
businesses. They shut down all the small businesses.
Going out of business.
You're absolutely right, Dave.
And so we can all get our jobs from the government. Well, and they're in control of everything. And you must ask.
If you order online, see, when you order online, anything, and you Google it, what's the first thing that usually comes up?
Amazon.
Isn't that just interesting? It doesn't mom pop
Amazon
shops.
Or Walmart.
Amazon, Walmart, all the big box stores comes up, you know, whether it's Lowe's or Home Depot, all the big box stores come up. None of the local mom pops, because it's okay to have a big box store that is open.
Well, that's because mom pop stores, they have to pay for that click. So each time you click on their name on Google, they have to pay for that advertisement. Mm-hmm. So, again, it comes down to the money piece. They don't have the money to compete there.
Well, I mean, they're not essential, are they?
Well, and you look at this. There are so many worthless sheep in this world that are just willing to sit back. In a recent conversation, I've been talking with a couple different business owners that I know of bigger businesses. They can't find people who will actually stay. They have one guy that comes in and he starts work. 3 days later, no call, no show. Then he has four guys that do that to him. And one guy just straight up told him, I make more money on unemployment. I'm not coming in.
Yeah, but they better beware in California about EDD, because there's some crazy stuff going on with that. I'm just saying firsthand that people are having to pay EDD back thousands of dollars.
Well, this is coming to a head, because you're going to run out of unemployment at some point. You're going to run out of not having to pay your mortgage. You're going to run out of, you know, having a freeze on landlords not evicting you. You're going to have – this is all
that
coming
all expires
to
at the
a
end
head.
Of the year.
And, you know, and then I think the litmus test is going to be whether Trump comes back in or Biden. I think Biden hasn't – I mean, if Biden gets back in, we're in real trouble. I don't think he can, though. I think Trump has got a clear path to win this thing, but you're not hearing it.
Well, what's pretty interesting on that is there is a clause within our Constitution. I believe it's Article 2, Section 13, and I'm probably wrong on that. I probably have it backwards. But it actually goes through and talks about a contested election. I mean, at this point, all you'd have to do is have the Republican legislators and the people do an emergency declaration that says, hey, we believe that this is a contested election. We are not going to certify the votes. We already have this situation.
It's already starting to happen.
Yeah, we already have this situation in Pennsylvania to where we won a battle that was at one of the lower courts that actually declared all the mail-in ballots unconstitutional based upon the fact it has to go through their legislative process.
None of this is getting reported on the mainstream.
And here's what's interesting on that. In order to actually make it constitutional, what they would have had to do is post in two different newspapers in each county that they were going to be doing this, and then put it on the election ballot for this election to be able to change the Constitution of Pennsylvania to be able to actually enact this law constitutionally. So the Supreme Court has overturned the ruling of the lower court. Now it's going to be up to the Supreme Court, because that was the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania. It's, like I said, this is the flip-flop back and forth that you're just like, okay, we won this one, lost this one, won this one, lost this one.
Well, did you see where Joe Biden gets 1,000 viewers to watch his Thanksgiving Day address?
Yeah.
But he got 8 million votes. 80 million votes.
Well, we're going to address that. We're going to address all this in the second hour. We're going to play the clip about the raid in Germany. We're going to talk about the stealing of the votes. We're going to go over a bunch of this stuff that needs to be talked about that doesn't get the mainstream media out on any of this stuff.
So stay tuned, because we're going to get cut off because we're at the top of the hour. So stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
My eyes The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Iran's supreme leader is calling for, quote, definitive punishment of those behind the killing of a scientist linked to the country's disbanded military nuclear program.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei made the comment in a statement carried on his official website. Khamenei called Mohsin Fakhrizadeh the country's prominent and distinguished nuclear and defensive scientist. Iranian officials have blamed Israel for the killing. Israel was long suspected of killing scientists a decade ago amid tensions over Tehran's nuclear program. The slaying threatens to renew tensions between the U.S. and Iran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, officials say at least 34 people have been killed in a pair of separate suicide bombings today. The first one in eastern Ghazni province killed 31 soldiers and wounded 24 others when an attacker drove a military Humvee full of explosives onto a commando base. In southern Afghanistan, a suicide car bomber targeted the convoy of a provincial council chief in Zabul. He survived. This year's holiday shopping season might be better than we all think.
The National Retail Federation predicts this year shoppers will be looking for reasons to celebrate, with gift spending high on the list. It expects a year-over-year sales increase between 3.6 and 5.2% in spending. Holiday sales have averaged gains of 3.5% over the past 5 years. Thanksgiving has already cashed in with a new record for online spending, reaching $5.1 billion, up 21.5% compared to a year ago, according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks these results. George Bonzani reporting.
France's highest administrative court ordering a rethink of a 30-person attendance limit for religious services put in place by the government to slow the spread of the coronavirus that took effect this weekend. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The first unknown about the 2020 census is how the Supreme Court will rule, but experts say there are other issues.
One of those issues is whether the Census Bureau will be able to meet a year-end deadline for turning in the numbers used for apportionment. A Census Bureau announcement this week that anomalies have been found in the data jeopardizes its ability to hand in the numbers to President Trump by December 31st. It's possible the Senate could agree to extend the deadline, as the House has already done. But if there's no extension, and there's a delay of even 3 weeks, the numbers would be turned over to the Biden administration, which would then have the right to evaluate them and decide whether to use them. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A proposal to stiffen penalties against companies based in Switzerland if they violate human rights or harm the environment abroad failed in a Swiss referendum today. News and analysis at townhall.com. Government officials have released a plan to stop wildfires in the West.
The plan, released by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, aims to limit wildfires in a 350,000 square mile area of mainly sagebrush habitat that includes parts of Idaho, Oregon, Washington, California, Nevada, and Utah. The plan does not authorize any specific projects. Instead, its analysis can be used to okay treatments for projects involving prescribed fires, fuel breaks, and other measures to prevent or limit massive blazes that have worsened in recent decades. John Scott reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 29th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including Hall of Fame sportscaster Vin Scully. He's 93 years old today. Composer and musician Chuck Mangione turns 80. Actor Don Cheadle has 56 candles on his cake, while Baseball Hall of Famer Mariano Rivera is celebrating number 51. Former Homeland Security Director Janet Napolitano is 63. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
We marching on the scene now. Forget what they talking about. America needs a recount. They played us with their voter fraud, but we ain't going out like that. Mandatory mask, yeah, I bet I'm catching that. Strapped up, maggot up, dressed to impress. Got that big 4-5 under my Mitchell and Ness. Ever seen a million patriots riding for the same cause? Trying to take our freedom, Democrats, yeah, they break laws. We want to smoke, boy, we want to smoke. Trying to make us take back jeans, kill us all with that. Only God could judge me, it ain't over yet. Sliding down Pennsylvania Ave, God knows the rest.
Smack a gang, can't gang, it ain't over yet.
And we are back.
I missed the last part of that because I couldn't quite understand what he said.
At the end, he was just saying MAGA gang. But no, I mean, there's some really good music that's coming out there and influencing folks of the younger generation now. And I know a lot of these rallies, people are blasting that music out there left and right. I'm loving it.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, Biden supposedly got 80 million votes, a lot more than Barack Obama did, mm-hmm. out of the black community. Now,
well, no, hang on one second, because here's what's interesting on that. He got them out of the black community in Detroit, where they're actually kicking these folks out. And when you look at the votes that are there, 17% of districts ended up, quote unquote, winning Biden this thing, whereas all the rest of the districts, 83% of the districts, Trump won.
It's, well, the thing is that the numbers are, you know, you can't fudge the numbers this much. You know, I mean, that's the problem. I mean, and we're going to start, we're going to queue up this battle over the servers thing. I got a video to play here. And then we'll start the discussion from there, I think, because this is new information that I got this morning. And this is, now we got to vet this a little bit. We're not sure how reliable everything in this story is. I'm going to play this story from the Still Report, Bill Still, and he's talking about the information that Louis Gohmert, a congressman out of Texas, has released. And there's a general, I can't think of his name, we'll have it right here, we'll talk about it afterwards. But about
McKinney or something.
Yeah, it's McKinney, something, yeah, like that. And so there was a pitched battle, according to this report, to go after the server on election night. There's a new agency called the Kraken. It's a cyber agency, that goes after cybersecurity issues on elections and I guess other things too, which kind of feathers into the whole, Sidney Powell thing, you know, and you think, well, the Kraken, what the heck's she talking about? Well, I think she's talking about releasing, this is a cybersecurity force that has been created. And this is on election night. So let's go ahead and play the clip. And this is Bill Still, and we'll play not to the total end. I'll shut it down here, and then we'll talk about it. So here we go.
Good evening. I'm still reporting on the coup. This will be a relatively short report because there isn't much reliable information yet, but this is a breaking story, and what we do have all seems to be headed in the same direction, so we are going to risk not being able to verify all of this just yet. The Trump team has made considerable progress against the forces associating themselves with rogue elements of the CIA, which are apparently at the heart of the anti-Trump coup d'etat. The situation is much more serious than previously recognized. Here are a few scintillating details starting to leak out about the confrontation at the CIA-run server farm in Frankfurt, Germany, between U.S. Special Operations units and CIA-trained paramilitary units. According to Congressman Louis Gohmert, a large U.S. Army force attacked the CIA server farm in Frankfurt, and a lethal gun battle broke out. Forces loyal to President Trump in the Department of Defense secured the facility, Both sides in the battle may have taken severe casualties. By one report, five U.S. Army special operators died, as well as one CIA contractor. Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, during a phone interview on WWV-TV, confirmed the raid.
The U.S. Special Forces Command seized a server farm in Frankfurt, Germany, because they were sending this data from those five states or six states through the internet to Spain and then into Frankfurt, Germany. Special Operation Forces seized those that facility. So they have those servers. Well, I've heard it didn't go down without incident. I haven't been able to verify it. I want to be careful in that. It's just coming out. But I understand my initial report is that there were U.S. soldiers killed in that operation.
Apparently, the CIA servers in Frankfurt were receiving the output from the Dominion voting machines on election night. Once the exact location was positively identified, Delta Force was dispatched to Germany, and the servers were immediately removed and returned to the United States for analysis and safekeeping by a relatively new cyber warfare unit, probably within the Defense Intelligence Agency, called the Kraken Crew. There are even rumors that recently pardoned Lieutenant General Michael Flynn is somewhere in this mix. A good guess is that this Kraken unit is headquartered at the military version of the NSA. We have confirmed the location of this unit, but don't want to be the first to publicly disclose it. We have received exclusive video footage taken on election night between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. of 40 V-22 Ospreys, each of which can carry 24 to 32 troops.
I'm going to stop it there, but wow, if this is true, and all indicators say that it is, we have a much deeper problem than anybody realizes. And, you know, why, if this is true, you didn't hear about this on Fox or, I don't know, CNN, you know, the Communist News Network, MSLSD, you know, I mean.
And could this be some of the reason that Trump is staying in the White House more?
I don't know. He came out with a press conference this morning. I have it here. It was only about 1 minute, 25 seconds or something. We might be able to play a clip from that at some point. Talking about the election, Trump won the election, according to the numbers, what I'm seeing, big time. Not just a little bit, but big time because of this Dominion software and all of the stuff surrounding it, all of the cheating, this massive fraud. And if you connect the dots to the CIA, who's been in charge of the CIA way prior to this Trump administration?
It sounded there like he said it was an NSA facility, and there was another thing on it. But here's what's interesting to me. So Snopes is so unreliable, but sometimes there's some little rabbit clues that you can get from this, and I've mentioned this in the past. But here's what's very interesting. When you end up seeing what they write about this, it says that in response to the rumor, Skulltel noted that they had no services or offices in Frankfurt, nor had any of their servers been seized by the U.S. military. Well, that might be true, but what about the flipping NSA facility?
Well,
that's like saying, you know, this happened over at Costco, and Walmart comes out and says, yeah, we didn't have anything happen here.
It's insane. And, you know, you go back, you got Brennan, you got the guys have been yelling the loudest about Trump, who've been attacking Trump the loudest. If you start looking at them, Obama, Hillary, Biden, Brennan, Clapper, Strzok, all the guys that were trying to get him out of there, they were all from prior administrations, and now you connect the dots to the mainstream media. You know, Anderson Cooper on CNN is ex-CIA.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of these guys, in the past, we went through, and I named off about 22 different names that were either connected to the FBI, CIA, or NSA, one way or the other, and these guys were all in charge of heads of media and otherwise?
So I submit we're already in an internal conflict war between agencies, and Trump is got to retain his seat as president in order to finish this out, because Biden is part of the problem. If this is true, then Biden was a part of the problem. I guess we will go to a break,
but Travis is on the phone right now.
So here's what's interesting, too. These protests are going across all across the world. In what world are they going through and turning around and protesting people in places like London? Most of their officers don't even carry guns. They got billy clubs and talk like, hey, little British, I want some tea.
You mean what you're saying is they talk like Biden? Some tea.
That's a good speech for Biden. And we've got Bob on the line, but we do need to go to a break, and we'll get to you on the other side, Bob. So hang on. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing.
Yeah, did you see the Sidney Powell emergency declaration, judgment, demand seizure of every voting machine in the state of Georgia?
Well, what's disturbing to me about this is we have people that are servicing these machines after the election. So you got techs that are going in after the election and before they're audited so that they can go in and, I don't know, do routine maintenance on stuff that's already done and over with. Really?
Yeah.
Nothing to see here, folks. Also in that Sidney Powell stuff, what's also interesting is a lot of these, we have sworn witness testimony from Sidney Powell's lawsuit that came out that, interestingly enough, her lawsuit has been marked as unsafe by Twitter when you go to try to click on it.
I saw that.
But in that, it goes through and it details numerous numerous occasions from people who are sworn under oath to where they can go to jail, and this is federal at this point. We're talking anywhere between 8 and 10 years of prison time if they lie on this. And what they're saying is that these voting machines came in without any of the security seals on them.
Right.
And we also had instances to where, like, the Georgia thing with the whole water line breaking and all the rest of that.
That was all baloney.
Never happened.
Yeah.
But that was why they kicked out all the poll watchers and said, we're not going to keep counting tonight, and continued counting without the poll watchers. And even the poll watchers who were there, what is the point of a poll watcher if you're going to keep them 45 feet away with binoculars trying to look at the polls that are coming there? Yeah, you know.
It looks to me, I'm looking at a story that looks like General Flynn announces a new Sidney Powell Kraken case in Michigan. So, I guess it sounds like Flynn's back in the deal now that he's been pardoned. Right. So, let's go to our
caller. We got our caller on the line. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Mr. Mark, about 5-6 months ago, I believe there was a wager made on this program about our Attorney General Bill Barr and what he might be doing about getting rid of Clinton's and all the rest of these, Page and Strzok and all them. Whatever happened to them people? Did they even get their hands spanked? That's going on today follows up from that. I don't think any of these people will ever get punished for anything they've done wrong.
Who is this? Who is this? I don't recognize this voice at all. Could you?
Yeah. This is a guy you don't know. Yeah, but I know.
It's not over
I've
yet.
I've known you 12 years,
you know,
but
that
don't matter.
Bob, you might be right. You know, since then, it's come out that Barr's might be deep state. I don't know. What did I bet you? $50 was it or something?
I don't care what it was. It don't matter, really.
I thought it was a lot more.
Yeah, it was somewhere in there. But, you know, it was just the idea, Mark, that what's going on today with this election stuff, from what I see, would have been already stopped if our attorney general would have gotten off his dead top and got something done for this president. But I just feel he and his family got threatened more than enough, and he wasn't going to do nothing.
Well, Bob, you know, you rubbed my nose in it pretty good, Bob. I'm okay with that. But at the same time, it's not over. And here's the bottom line, whether it's through Barr or Durham or whoever, if people don't go to jail over this stuff, we will be in a civil war, in my opinion. I think we might be in the civil war.
I think it's coming regardless when it comes down to it. But, Bob, to answer your question on this, no, you're absolutely correct. We actually have the powers that be that can go after these individuals, saying they don't want to appear political, and so they're not going to actually prosecute crimes that we have evidence of them doing. When you go back and you look at just Hillary's servers alone, there was an aide that was below her that was doing the exact same thing. And she got arrested. Hillary got to walk free. And Hillary's an interesting case because really what it comes down to is I think she knows where the bodies are buried.
She probably buried them.
I was
going
to say, because she had something to do with the burying?
Know where they're buried.
Well, look at
her
cinemas.
I mean, they're not the only ones. I mean, put it this way. That family had even made a deal with some bodies they buried.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you look at her Senate race, too, she was up against, I think it was JFK Jr., if I'm not mistaken. And he was
in New York.
Mm-hmm, and he was in a contested election with her. She was going through, and she was probably not going to win the race, and he mysteriously dies in a plane crash. We have chief witnesses that were going to be testifying against them, and they either ended up tripping and drowning or got shot, and they never found the bullet hole from the suicide where they did things. I mean, you go
well,
back
how about
and
the lie. Attorney that was doing this? And somewhere in New York, they said he took his life, but he got shot in the back of the head. Now, how do you do this one?
Well, you know, like, you just reach up and around. It's just the most logical place to put the gun, right?
No, it's
okay.
It's yoga. Yeah. You have to use yoga, and that'll work.
Mark, I didn't mean to rub your nose in it. I was just bringing up a point, buddy, that you and I had talked about, And then you thought that maybe Barr would have something done by now and stuff. And I told you I didn't think it would be. That's all I care about.
Maybe a hope and a
prayer. It has nothing to do with the wager, man.
No, not at all, Bob. I get it. No, I mean, this program is about truth, you know, and that's all we're looking for is the truth, whatever it is. We're not trying to, you know, we have our opinions, we have our hopes, we have our beliefs, you know, and to see that we're not in some kind of a conflict after all that's going on, you know, whether it's over the presidency, the Constitution, I mean, you have to realize that that's happening. We don't know how deep the deep state is at this point. You know, are they starting to flush them out? Is there any going to be any consequences? Is anybody going to Gitmo? Well, it remains to be seen, but we are always interested in the truth here, no matter what it is. And if we have such cognitive dissonance that we won't acknowledge facts that come in, then we're probably in the wrong business. So I appreciate your call a lot, Bob.
Well, and Bob.
Yeah, well, the thing is, too, put it this way, Trump has maybe got a dozen people on his side. So how many Republicans, why do you think they're not standing up for Trump even right now today after what he's done and stood up for them and got them elected and doing everything, and they won't stand up? Because, well, like I said back then, there is deep in this swamp is anybody.
Well, and here's where I disagree with you, Bob. There's a lot more people on Trump's side than 12, and I'll tell you why. Because he is commander-in-chief.
Well, I just meant people in the Senate and the House
I understand.
I have to agree with you, Bob, on that, because when you go through and you look at it, you see these individuals that are spineless Republicans that don't have any backbone whatsoever, don't back our president, and this is in their hands right now. All they have to do is say, you know what, this election does not look like it was fair. We are going to end up having the constitutional right and vote on this via the representatives within each state, and Trump would win.
And I think Trump's going to win because those guys will lose their seats if they vote against Trump. There's no question about it. So there's a power deal going on here. But it is crazy right now, and I think Trump's still going to win. But it is what it is. But
it's
not
over yet. But we do have another caller on the line, Bob. But thanks for calling in.
I still respect Trump, and I'll vote for him, and I'll do everything I could do to keep him there. So, guys, have a good one. Thank you.
You too. Thanks again, Bob. We appreciate it. And we'll go to Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
What you got?
I got a quick comment. I know you're going to break here pretty soon, but, you know, the mainstream media, one of the reasons they're not reporting on the broad facts that you and I and everybody that listens to this show and these sort of shows know, is that, of course, they don't want to talk about it. But that being said, if Trump hopefully does pull through and wins, they're going to make it look like he stole the election.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it's going to be another 4 years of he stole the election and blah, 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 blah. And they're going to want civil unrest and create havoc.
I think that if Trump wins this, we already know that this was a setup about, you know, making it so he stole the election, you know, win or lose. But if people don't start going to Gitmo, then you're right. But I can't imagine him not bringing the hammer down at this point as a matter of survival somehow, if it's even possible. Now, you know, I'm a perpetual optimist. I think that Trump is winning, and I think that we are winning. It's the patriots across America that are winning and that are setting the rules down, and that's what's going to win the day. It's we the people at the end of the day, not the politicians, not even Trump.
And maybe it'll start coming to light. There's no way we know how much we are winning and how many people are on that side. Right. As it sits right now, because of the media and everything else that's against us.
Well, and the media is trying to portray a contested election to where Trump lost. And Trump's long said that the media is the enemy of the people. And at this point, you have to agree. When you see what they're doing, they're setting people up to go to civil war because they have been lied to and misinformed this entire time. In fact, CNN even had to do a backpedal.
They keep saying the same old thing, that he's contesting it with no proof of fraud.
There's a bunch of proof. There's tons of proof.
Well, and even so, when you go through and you look at the improprieties and irregularities within this election, you don't even need to prove fraud. Fraud is a much harder thing to prove because what you have is you have to prove intent behind it, which in some cases you can. But with just the improprieties that we have, there's literally about 2.2 million votes that are completely up in the air right now on that, and that's lowballing it. That's just with what we have and it's proven. And you're absolutely right. The media is trying to get us into a situation to where we're at civil war no matter what happens. And it's a color revolution. They've been talking about it in their own information. I talked about it on the show 4 months ago.
Go ahead, Jimmy. What else you got?
So just one more quick thing before I go. If you guys can, if anybody out there could watch the movie Death to Smoochie, there's a character in there called Spinner Dunn. And if you watch it, look at him and then look at Governor Cuomo, because that's my nickname for him, Spinner Dunn. So, anyways, if you could play a soundbite, maybe not this week but next, you would get it. It's funny. All right, folks, I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, Jimmy. And with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Get up, stand up for your rights, local, state, federal, all the above. Wow. I do have a clip queued up here real quick. You know, this is for Jimmy out there because he's referencing, thank you. Spinner Dunn. All right, so here's the Spinner Dunn clip from Smoochie. Here we go.
The boxer? Fried beans. But hey. You don't retire with a record of 81 and 59 and end up the governor.
Hey, Smoochie! Hey, I'm Spinner! Hey, I'm so excited to meet you!
Well, I'm excited to meet you too, Spinner!
Hey, I'm Spinner!
Right!
Yeah. Hey! You want to see me do it?
See you do the
What, the Jig Z?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, you know.
No, I'll do it for you right here. I'll do it. Smooch. I'll do it. Watch.
I think we've had enough.
Well, for Cuomo, man, I mean, what kind of bass fish with a tart at the end of it goes in and sends people in to their death from a freaking virus and says, oh, well, I didn't want people to discriminate somebody with a deadly flipping virus. Hey, I'm sorry. Like, I feel like I should be able to discriminate if you're going to murder me with something, now, especially early on.
You know, I went to the doctor and, they said, and I had a brain scan, you know, and they said I have nothing. Nothing.
Well, you know, then I go ahead and I write a book about how great a governor I am. I'm going to go ahead and do
the
this.
The governator.
I sell 1,000 copies for $1.8 million. It's like $200,000 a book, man. It's great.
Hey, I'm spinning done. Forget about it. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I mean,
I got a history lesson.
Go ahead.
All right. So some people know it, some people don't. There's actually been some interesting information because there was a movie that was made on this that started getting censored. So I figure, you know, anything they're censoring, I kind of want to
target, you know.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and throw it out there. So 1946, Battle of Athens, and I'm going to summarize it because it's a pretty long story, but here's what's interesting. You have a sheriff, and this whole area in Tennessee at that point was just completely corrupt, probably all the way up to the governor's office. World War II is raging. We got our GIs, which are over in war. And this sheriff is starting to just get mad power. And he's arresting folks and getting kickbacks for it, like $16 each arrest. They're going down onto buses and shaking down absolutely anybody that's on the bus. Anybody that looks sleepy or drowsy-eyed, they're getting them, they're booking them for public intoxication. And regardless of whether or not they're intoxicated or not, 155 arrests a day in a town that only has like 3,000 people in it. I mean, that's huge. That's massive. You got a massive part of the population that's being arrested by this corrupt guy. So they're going through, and this guy has a 10-year reign of power, this sheriff does, shaking people down, doing dirty stuff, arresting folks. The GIs come back, and they run their own candidate, and they go through, and they do these street rallies. Sound familiar? They put on these speakers on the outside of their vehicle saying, we are going to have a free and fair election this time, and we are going to get our candidate in there. And so people turn out in record numbers to vote, and you end up having the GI that they put as a candidate run. And what ends up happening is the sheriff goes in there and he takes over the ballot room at gunpoint. He starts counting the ballots and tosses out the people that are there to watch the ballots. Sound familiar? So after that, you end up seeing that the GIs said, dude, we just fought World War II so that we could have freedom here in this country. And this sheriff is mad, crazy with power, holding people at gunpoint and making sure that they can't count and tabulate the ballots. So they actually grab their weapons, come back, and a shootout ensues. And then the sheriff ends up taking the ballot boxes back to the police station or the sheriff's station and starts counting them there with a bunch of his guys. Well, the GIs actually go through and they get dynamite and they break in to the National Guard Reserve Army military place. And after that, they get 64 Tommy guns. They get two clips for each of them. They end up going out there and go back. And there is a massive shootout for several hours that ends up taking place. They end up blowing up a car, upsiding it, blowing up another car, tossing another stick of dynamite and blowing out the side of the place. And these guys come out, the GIs swarm the place and tabulate the ballots, and it turns out the GI candidate won by over like 70%. And that was true history that happened in 1946. The media said they're crazy guys, it was nutty. There was two arrests involved. One of the guys who was one of the bad sheriffs shot a black guy in the back of his back after telling him, you can't vote here, N-word. That's the kind of sheriff this guy was. And then you end up going through and you had one other guy that ended up setting this thing up, and he got arrested. But other than that, no arrests. But they overturned their system, and they ended up doing that. And earlier in the morning, they had sent information. They had sent a telegram asking the governor for help ensuring a fair election. It was ignored. They sent another telegram to another state attorney asking him for help ensuring an election. It was ignored. This is where we're at, folks. This is what we're seeing right now taking place. And I'm not calling for anything, but I'm just telling some history.
Well, you know, it's interesting what's coming down the pipe here, you know. And I was just looking up while you were going through that, the standard of evidence against these people in this election fraud is a preponderance of, now there's three, you know, we learned this in law school, you know, basically that there's three standards of evidence. There's clear and convincing, preponderance of the evidence, and beyond a reasonable doubt. And so, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt is criminal. And so you have to have, there has to be, you know, it's each one is a higher standard of proof than the prior one. And so a preponderance of the evidence is a standard of proof in most civil cases in which the party bearing the burden of proof must present evidence which is more credible and convincing than that of presented by the other party, or which shows that the fact to be proven is more probable than not. Now, that's not that hard to do. And that's what Sidney Powell is saying, that, you know, the burden of proof on them is a preponderance of the evidence. It's not clear and convincing, and it's not beyond a reasonable doubt. So that's a civil case that they're talking about. Now, is there a preponderance of evidence that shows that this is clear and convincing, and it's probably beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt here?
Well, let's look at Michigan. There's over 220 sworn affidavits from Michigan alone. And when you go through and you look at that, it's 220 folks that are willing to put their name out there and swear to a judge under penalty of federal perjury,
yep,
to where they would face 8 to 10 years in prison for saying what they've seen. You also have people that are actively seeking out and ousting families, ousting where their kids go to school in threatening manners to try to get them to just go along with the plan and do what they want. You have attorneys' offices which are being threatened to where they drop cases because all these people are calling up and saying, we're going after your family. We're never going to hire you. You guys are the worst of the worst. You're election tampering. We're going after you criminally. When you have this much interference from dirty individuals who are doing this stuff, what course of avenue can you take?
Well, I'm going to go over the clear and convincing standard. Okay. Clear and convincing, a legal definition, is conforming to or being the standard of proof required for some civil cases or motions in which the party bearing the burden of proof must show that the truth of the allegations is highly probable. Now, you know, I mean, at what point in time, let's look at a reasonable doubt here. And what does it say on a reasonable doubt? Now, a reasonable doubt standard is for is especially about the guilt of a criminal defendant that arises or remains upon a fair and thorough consideration of the evidence and lack thereof. So, there's probably enough evidence at the end of the day here for a criminal prosecution as well, not just clear and convincing, not the preponderance of the evidence. The preponderance of the evidence is what's going to overturn the election.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but do they have enough evidence that's beyond a reasonable doubt for criminal prosecutions at the end of the day? That's my question.
And here's 13 things real quick that are election anomalies that we need to have answers for. So, one, late on election night, with Trump comfortably ahead, many swing states stopped counting ballots. In most cases, observers were removed from counting facilities. Counting generally continued without observers. Two, statistical abnormal vote counts were the new normal when counting resumed. They were unusually large in size. Hundreds of thousands had unusually high 90% and above Biden to Trump ratio. Three, late arriving ballots were counted. In Pennsylvania, 23,000 absentee ballots have impossible postal return dates, and other 86,000 have extraordinary return dates, and they raise suspicious questions. Four, failure to match the signatures on mail-in ballots, the destruction of mail-in ballot envelopes, which most contain signatures. 5, historically low absentee ballot rejection rates despite the massive expansion of mail-in voting, such as Biden's narrow margin that political analyst Robert Burns observes. If the states simply impose the same absentee ballot rejection rate as in recent cycles, then Trump wins the election. 6, missing votes. In Delaware County, Pennsylvania, 50,000 votes held on 47 USB cards are missing. 7, non-resident... Seven, non-resident voters. Matt Baynard's Voter Integrity Project estimates that 20,312 people who no longer met residency required cast ballots in Georgia. Biden's margin was 12,670 votes. 8, serious chain of custody breakdowns. Invalid residential addresses, record number of dead people voted, ballots in pristine condition without creases, that is, they had not been mailed in by envelopes as required by law. Some of them look printed, according to testimonies. 9, statistical anomalies. Anomalies. In Georgia, Biden overtook Trump with 89% of the votes counted. For the next 53 batches of votes counted, Biden led Trump by the exact 50.05% to 49.95% margin in every single batch. It's particularly perplexing that all statistical anomalies in tabulation were in Biden's favor, whether the cause was simple human error or nefarious activity or combination. Clearly, something particular happened. This is what we're looking at, folks, but we do have to go to a break real quick, and we'll take this stuff on the other side.
This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy would give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy holidays. RedingKia.com.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
All that I could do is win. I don't recognize the world that we are living in. I just look around and all that I can see is sin. I'ma say to Jesus, I'ma speak the truth within. And I ain't taking losses, all that I could do is win. I don't recognize the world that we are living in.
All we're going to do is win.
Well, we're back.
And we're working on it.
I kind of want to pile on a little bit here on this. Officials have had something to hide. This is a story out of the Gateway Pundit. There's enough preponderance of the evidence to doubt the results. Democratic Elections Observer weighs in on corrupt Georgia vote. This is Rick Hansen, is a registered Democrat and former Oregon State's election official. On Friday, Rick posted a thread on the fraud he saw in the Georgia election this year. His arguments are solid. His observations have gone viral. An honest Democrat that can see how Georgia officials, and particularly the Secretary of State, Raffensperger, for his unlawful moves on mail-in ballots in the state. He finished reviewing the Georgia filing, and you know, his comments had that he shared, you know, on the legal claims and so forth. He's not a lawyer, but he's seen it, and I think that there's enough to dispute the election there, and it's probably going to the Supreme Court or to the state legislature. What's interesting is the state legislatures in all of these swing states are all Republican controlled at this point, mm-hmm. which really puts it in the favor of Trump, even past the Supreme Court. So. It's he's also saying the original intent of the software code in his affidavit was to manipulate the votes without detection. Now, mm-hmm. come on. At what point in time do you go, well, you know, maybe we need to examine this? Or you know, it's funny. You know, they contested the election from Trump and Hillary for four years. Now, all of a sudden, nobody's interested in finding out whether this election is fraudulent or not?
Oh, of course.
I mean, No. What they don't get
all of a sudden they don't like investigations anymore. It's funny how that works.
You can't win at all costs. Okay, that's the problem here. You can't win at all costs because if you throw out your constitution, you throw out all of the election security, you throw out everything that makes it a legitimate, lawful election. Then what you're going to end up with sooner or later is a Maduro in Venezuela or a dictator, you know, just like Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. Mm-hmm. So at some point in time, I don't think that these people, understand the consequences of this in the long run. In the long run, they're going to be the first ones that get targeted because they want stuff.
Well, it's like Biden's Freudian slip. We choose truth over facts.
Well, did you see the one clip where he's saying that they've built the most extensive election fraud? And that's, I mean,
it's pretty accurate. I mean,
is that a Freudian slip? Did he make a mistake? Well, I mean, he's Joe Biden, the gaffster. You know, I mean, he makes more gaffes. Does he let the truth slip out? I think he probably let the truth slip out at that point because, I mean, half the stuff he says, he doesn't know what he's talking about anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a crazy time that we live in right now to where you have a guy that clearly has symptoms of Alzheimer's and he is being manipulated by his family. By the media, by everybody else, to be this person that ends up getting Kamala Harris in there. And I find it very interesting that Kamala still has not given up her Senate seat. Facebook actually took off the president-elect title off of Joe Biden. That's interesting.
I think they can see the writing on the wall that they're not going to win, and then it's going to be about stirring up trouble. And you know what's funny is that the one who wins, if Biden wins and Kamala Harris gets in there, is China, Iran,
mm-hmm.
Russia.
All of these guys all want Biden in there. Isn't that interesting? China's money's, you know, you got Gavin Newsom making deals with China en masse. There's like, and so is Cuomo. They got
billions.
Like billions.
Yeah.
Billions.
Well, what's very interesting to me is when you go through and you see that you had these voting machines for Dominion that were connected to the internet because if you have one single computer that's connected to any of all these machines are connected to the internet. And there's been some evidence to come out that suggests that both China and Iran were messing with the election voting tabulations on these machines, which at this point, who would be surprised?
Well, last time it was Russia, but it was probably really China. And then Iran, his nuclear scientist just got killed. And so you got to be wondering. And then they actually run an attack on retrieving servers in Germany that our are affecting the elections from the CIA.
Well, I'm wondering if that was not just a pass-through to get the information out of America to where they could see what was going on there and possibly store the information for true and correct tabulations. I mean, who knows at this point what actually took place with this? This whole thing is a mess, and we need to have our elections to where we can trust them. Why is it I can go buy a lottery ticket right now for tonight's drawing, and there's 100 million people that buy tickets on these things, and I can have the results in real time at that point in time with track and trace across the entire board, but we don't have our election system in place where we can see
that's the real big issue here is that we will never, nothing will work. The state of Jefferson, splits, state splits, representation, nothing will work if all the votes fixed anyway. You know, because even if you split the state of Jefferson and every other state vote is fixed, you're going to end up in a totalitarian dictatorship anyway.
Yep.
So you've got to fix this vote thing. It's number one, in my opinion. And then you go on to the representation in the state of Jefferson. But because otherwise you can't do it. But I want to talk about.
Well, you'll lose the confidence of the people for sure.
Well,
and the foundation.
That's it. So
real quick, 30 seconds. This is an interesting one that has big implications for the state of California and otherwise. But as of today, from 5beacon.com, Trump asked Supreme Court to keep illegal immigrants out of redistricting. The Trump administration will press to bid an exclusive to exclude illegal aliens from the population baseline for awarding House seats on Monday. If they do that, we could end up seeing 7 seats lost for the Democrats. We could be neck and neck
to do that. And then let's get photo ID. I think that should be a priority.
Photo ID, yes. Blockchain tracking on all of the votes. You need to be able to see your vote afterwards. And as far as I'm concerned, in this day and age, I should be able to look up with my Social Security number, my driver's license, have fail safes in place, and I should be able to see that my vote got cast for the guy that I cast it for. And if anybody changes it, we should have blockchain on it to be able to trace it back.
I'm saying even just paper ballots, period. You know, I mean, I get the blockchain, you know, just paper ballots, period, and ID. Because, you know, I looked at, I posted this the other day, activities where requiring photo ID is apparently not racist. Okay, if you require photo ID for voting, it's racist, but it's not required. It's not racist if it's required for buying alcohol, cigarettes, opening a bank account, applying for food stamps, applying for welfare, Medicaid, Social Security, a job, unemployment, renting a house, buying a house, applying for a mortgage, driving a car, renting a car, buying a car, getting on an airplane, getting married, purchasing a gun, adopting a pet, renting a motel room, applying for a hunting license, applying for a fishing license, buying a cell phone, gambling in a casino, getting a prescription, donating your blood, buying an M-rated video game, using a credit card.
Anything in life?
Or holding a rally or a protest.
Well, and can we think about this for a minute? How racist do you have to be to imply that a black or Hispanic person would not be able to come up with ID because they're just not that advanced yet? That's the Democrat view of why we shouldn't have voter ID. That is so racist.
Anybody who goes along this with... If you believe this, you are completely stupid and hopeless, and in the 30% that I don't care about anyway, because you're not worth trying to change. You're not going to change your mind on some of these. The cognitive dissonance is so bad that you can't, facts don't mean anything. But for the rest of us, if you can't see through that as calling it racist, then you have some other issues that you need to deal with, because this is just a cover to steal the elections.
Well, and on this topic, too, there's something that you're not going to hear from the media at all on is the Justice Department on Friday announced major arrests of hundreds of members of international crime syndicates in South America, with the apprehensions being carried out by police in multiple countries. And we're talking about people here in Central America, 700 gang members of transnational criminal organizations, primarily MS-13 and 18th Street gangs, the Justice Department said in a press release. This is huge.
That was all. I'm sorry. I wasn't laughing at that. Somebody posted in the chat room. Joe Biden's brain surgery surgeon told him once that he had less than a 50% chance of being completely normal. I'm sorry. I had to laugh about it, you know?
They're going to be carting that guy off regardless. And I heard a good thing, too. What they could do, see, is to save Joe, what they're going to do is when he loses, they'll tell him that he won, and they will set up a stage with him like the Oval Office. They'll put him in the Oval Office. He can appoint all his cabinets. None of it will be real, but at least it will make him feel better.
Oh, he gets to play make-believe.
Well, that's what he's doing now when he's saying he's the president-elect.
Yeah. Well, here's one of the interesting things to me. It's a little bit off topic, but have you noticed all of these terror attacks now popping back up right after Joe Biden appears to be, quote-unquote, president-elect? We're having Afghan officials saying that at least 34 were killed in separate suicide bombings. We have ISIS starting to pop its head back out. You had a president that for these last 4 years has been making these guys literally stick their heads underground because when they pop up, they end. It's over. You got Soleimani turning into salami on the sidewalk. And now when they think that, hey, he's on his way out, we can start doing our stuff again.
Well, I mean, gee, if you like Brinkman's ship, we're on the edge of the brink.
Well, I hate to break it to everybody, but we're at the end of the show.
Yeah. It's, what do we got, about a minute left?
Yeah, we got about
No, we got nothing left, so I guess I gotta say what nothing. I got to say. So, remember, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Be safe out there and enjoy your family.
Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.